The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first hour, a lot of championship talk, a little NFL talk. We'll Jerome Solomon scheduled to join us this hour, making his long awaited return. And just a couple things from the text line that I wanted to share. So you just finished talking about a game where the team you said couldn't lose did. Even the Patriots' run started by winning a game no one said they could against the Rams. Let's
talk about the difference between a 6.5 point dog on a neutral field and a 17 point favorite at home. I mean, it's,
and as we were saying yesterday, this would be the biggest upset in NFL playoff history.
Yeah,
so. Can it happen? Sure. Do I see it? The problem is I always look at games and try to see scenarios on how I think the game's going to play out. And so I try to look at scenarios for what it would take for the Texans to win. And I just don't have enough of them to sit here and say with any faith in what I'm telling you about how they could win that football game. Tom Brady will have to play his worst game of the season and throw more interceptions than he did all year. Is it possible? Absolutely. Brock Osweiler's going to have to play the best game of his career. Possible? Well, he just did it last week, so maybe he does. The defense has to turn the ball over, and then they've got to run the ball effectively. That's just a lot of stuff that has to happen. And it might. I could see it, but
it's unlikely.
It's very unlikely, yeah. And listen, yeah, last night, I was pretty sure Alabama would win, but I also thought, well, you know what? If Deshaun Watson goes nuts, I mean, Clemson has the best player. That's their path to victory. Well, that's kind of what happened. So,
I mean, this is the thing. If the Texans do find a way to win, we're going to be talking about it on Monday. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a next level of excitement.
And you know what I'll say?
I'm also not going to sit here and pretend for, you know, for this entire week that it's a likely possibility, you know?
I'll sit here on Monday and say I've never been happier to be wrong in my life, and I've said that before. But it's, and I even think if you're the hardest core fan, it's hard for you to look at this and say, oh, well, Vegas is wrong. If you believe that, then go put some money on the Texans. Go bet a money line. You'll be happy. 281 asking, Fred, will you be putting out a detailed betting guide for opening night on the ponies? I haven't quite decided what I'm going to do with that. I am going to do picks for the track again, so I'll post them on the website. That's not that far away. I'm pretty excited. But I don't know if I'll do detailed betting guides. Whatever I post on my site will have more information than the free one you get at the track, just because I'm trying to do right by the people. I wasn't going to do them this year because I'm tired of taking grief. But you know what? I've gotten to the point where I don't care. If you don't like them, that's on you. So I'm going to do them, and I'll, you know, some of the big race nights I'll break down when they have the Ladies Classic and things like that. I'll go into a lot more detail. So 713-780 ESPN. As I said, Brady would probably have to shred an ACL for the Texans to have a prayer of winning. All right, if you told me right now that Tom Brady went out the first series, I'm still taking the Patriots.
I am too. Their third string quarterback with a broken hand beat this team.
Yeah, and I saw what Jimmy Garoppolo looked like in his few starts, or his two starts for him. He looked like a dude who could play. So, yeah, I would still take the Patriots. And I think in the end, Bill O'Brien is not a good enough coach to go in there and beat a team like New England on the road, especially because I think Belichick knows every – heck, hell, we know every play he's going to call. Yeah. Bill Belichick's forgotten more about football than we know. So it's just – I just think they're up against it. This is the worst possible matchup. But the Patriots are the worst possible matchup for anybody in the AFC.
They are.
Let's try a call. Reggie, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. Hey, switch up on you guys, but – I just want to know what AJ think about James Harden this year and the Rockets. I know he's a Harden hater for the last couple of years, so I want to know what he thinks about him this year and how far do they really? I mean, you guys think the Rockets going to go?
My take on James Harden hasn't really changed. I mean, he's having a phenomenal season, but I stand by. I think that James Harden's game doesn't translate to the playoffs, and I think that they will win a series. And then they'll lose to the Spurs or the Warriors, whoever they run into next. Listen, I appreciate James Harden for what he is. I just don't see James Harden the way a lot of people around here do, like he's the best player in the league. That style of game isn't – it's not for me. I don't want to be known as a James Harden hater, although I do find him difficult to cheer for,
There's a fine line between being critical of a guy's game and not liking a guy's game and then hating the guy.
Yeah. So I'm not a hater, per se. I just think that...
I think we need a better definition of the word hater.
A hater. Everybody thinks I'm a hater of everything, which... That's fine. I don't really care if that's what you think of me, but I do think that James... And I think this has played out over his career... Specifically here, I mean, the way the Rockets win is through James, and James' game just doesn't translate come playoff time because you don't get the calls in the playoffs that you get in the regular season, and it just doesn't work out.
But he's playing at a very high level right now.
Yes.
And
there's no denying that.
And here's the thing with the NBA. It's so hard to sit here and judge based on game 40 of the regular season when the playoffs are all that's going to matter for this team. The thing I like him a lot better. I think I've been wrong about Mike D'Antoni. I think he's gotten them in a terrific position, and he's getting a lot out of James Harden, who's playing his butt off. But I'm going to remain skeptical until I see him in the playoffs, simply because if they can't sustain that, then it's not going to matter. And I still think they're in that upper echelon now, but I still think the Warriors are the better team.
Yeah.
So.
And the Cavs. I'll tell you this, though. I saw the power rankings. Did you see these power rankings that came out?
No,
yesterday?
I did not. I've seen a bunch of them, but I don't usually pay attention to midseason NBA power rankings, to be honest.
I think it's Mark Stein who does the ESPN power rankings. Cavaliers 1, Rockets 2.
Yeah, I did see that.
Spurs 3,
I did
Warriors
see that.
4. Celtics 5.
Where are my Raptors?
7.
Okay.
I think that, obviously, Warriors, Spurs, Rockets, Cavs have separated themselves from the pack. I feel like maybe I just don't understand. Golden State's 32-6, and there's still people acting like they're just not that good. I feel like what they did, and we talked a little bit about this, about what Steph Curry did last year and how he set the bar so high that he'll never be able to match it.
Yeah.
Maybe the Warriors as a team did that.
Well, there's
as well.
No way they were going to win that many games again. There's no way. Even adding Kevin Durant, that was a special season. It was one of those things that everybody had fantastic years on that team. And now you bring in another big-time player that erodes your bench a little bit. It's an adjustment. And they've got six
losses. But
don't you assume
that they're going to get better as the year goes on?
Of course I do.
That's just common sense.
To be fair, I expected the Rockets to get better as the year goes on, too, and they're ahead of schedule on that. But whenever you bring in a player like that, it's not just that you're working in another star player who does a lot of things. It's you're working out a lot of – you're taking a lot of guys out of the equation. It changes your bench. It changes everything. That's an adjustment. And so their adjustment – I just want to make this clear – their adjustment is the best record in the league.
Yeah.
And the Rockets have been amazing. Tell me they were going to be 30-9 right now. I would have laughed at you.
But that's obviously way above expectation.
Absolutely.
And it helps that they've gone on this crazy run.
But you know what? That's what the Warriors and the Spurs do. They go on 8 and 10 game winning streaks too. And that's the thing. I think, you know, for people who think the Warriors aren't as good, bad news to you. I mean, they're still pretty good.
I understand, you know, a Rockets fan or a Cavs fan or a Spurs fan trying to kind of poo-poo the Warriors this year, or a Grizzlies fan since they've beat them twice. But they're 32-6.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still the best team in the league.
And that's, well, it's the thing about basketball. Everybody has off nights. They have fewer off nights than anybody. Longhorn Dimitri says critical instead of hater. Yeah, I think that it's not necessarily, there has to be a better word than hater. Where you respect the guy, but you don't really, you know, if you don't like him, that doesn't mean you hate him.
No.
Like, I have ex-wives that I don't really like, but I don't hate them. I don't know. All right. Well, I'll tell you what I love. It's very easy, Whit Myers. Whether it's funny, I took out all my, we started packing boxes and stuff, so I took out all my alcohol. And I'm trying not to move I'm trying to get as little to bring with me as possible. So it's like, do I drink up all my alcohol before I move, or does this go with me? It's like, then I started looking, it's like, well, I've got some of the moonshine and I've got some single barrel. Nah, that's going with me because I don't want to kill all that off. And Whitmire's has so many great products. And I'll tell you right now, I was in the downtown Specs this weekend, as I am often, and they have some of the single barrel in there. So if you've been waiting to get some of that, it's back in there. But if you go out to the distillery, and hey, Sam Houston's about to start. We were just talking about it. It's a great place to go out before the races, hang out, and you can try all the great products there. You can buy a bottle from there too, which memo to Chris and Travis, I need to get out there and do here sometime this week. But they're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9, Saturdays from noon until 6, and you can enjoy all their products while you're there. You can also take tours on Saturdays. Those are fantastic. You get to try everything there as well. And it's really fun to go take that tour. It's something you can go do with your friends. You can get a little buzz on, and you see how they make all their great products. How about this? You got a private event coming up? You got a party? Maybe you got a birthday party for somebody. Maybe you just want to surprise somebody from out of town with a cool private event. Maybe you want to do a retreat for the people you work with. It's a perfect place for private events. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister. Go to Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com, Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery, run by blitzers, run by veterans. You will love their products. You will love their place. Whitmire's.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Since we're back in studio, we'll grab some phone calls. We're talking about hater being overused. I think I might overuse troll. I think some people are trolls, and then some people are just trying to get a rise out of you. And it's not really the same thing, but maybe it is. But I think there's levels to it. So I think maybe I need to come up with a better word, because there's a lot of times where I think people are trolling me, and really they're just trying to be dickweeds, but they're not really. It's not the same as an actual troll. Like, I think of Skip Bayless as a troll. Did you see his tweets last night?
Yeah.
It was just classic.
Not a great look at the end of the day.
Just classic. And, yeah, he's basically tweeting about, oh, this is over, and Clemson is, I've got them all here. But, this is why, and I don't tweet a lot during games, especially on weekends, man. I try to stay off of social media.
Yeah.
It's, and I probably should tweet more, but... But this is what winds up happening. You wind up looking stupid. So he said, did somebody kidnap the Deshaun Watson who unleashed on Saban's D a year ago? Who is this timid, lifeless guy? That was his first tweet. Deshaun Watson just doesn't have it tonight. Badly missed two deep throws that were there. That third down pass wasn't even close. Trouble. This game has turned into an unfortunate joke. Clemson has lost heart because its leader has inexplicably lost his way. This championship game is about to be OVER, all caps. And finally, I've been telling Shannon Sharp all week, the only reason I'm going with Clemson is that Deshaun is the nation's clutchest quarterback. Whoops. That's a problem, is during a game, people want to react to everything. So it was 14-0. If I'd have been tweeting, it's like, boy, this looks bad. This could get out of hand. And then you look stupid. So,
well, that's Skip for you.
Yeah.
That's one thing I will say for that guy. He doesn't worry much about looking stupid at the end of the day. That's not his problem.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you can tweet at him and tell him he's stupid. He's going to ignore you. He's never going to answer for anything that he says. It just goes away to him.
I got to give him credit. That dude's made himself a hell of a career doing that. And it's not for me. I like making fun of it. But good on him.
They see me rolling. They hate it.
Yeah, Batman's Ugly Brother says, I believe if you're over 25, you shouldn't be referring to people as haters.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like if there's not people who hate us, then there's no reason. I mean, we failed. We failed at our jobs. So, yeah, somebody says, Warriors win 3 more games without a loss, they'll be on pace to reach 70 wins again.
But
they're way down, man.
They've fallen off.
Somebody said, Keyboard Cap would seem like a more appropriate soundtrack for Skip there. But
like I said, that's it. We talked about this yesterday. That's just his deal. He's never going to answer for it. So why not just say crazy things that are going to get people talking about you?
That's just the world now, and there's a whole industry that's basically that, and yeah. That's all First Take is, and people watch it and they love it. So I'm not gonna criticize them for doing it. It's not for me, but that doesn't mean that there aren't times where, I try to feel like if I have an opinion, I hope it's what I really think, and if I don't, I try to say, I don't really have a thought on that, but. You know, there's times where it could be real easy to just go and create some take on something and rile people up, but I don't really want to do that. I'd rather them get riled up because of something I actually believe.
Right.
And disagree with me that way. I'm totally fine with that. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713. Robert, who would you rather listen to, Colin or Skip? Do I have another option?
No.
Like, how about classical music? Can you throw that in there? I appreciate what they do. They're very talented and they know their audience. It's just not something I enjoy. I don't enjoy listening to it. I don't enjoy people when they tweet it. I'd rather people give honest opinions. But that's a hard thing to do. When you're on the air for 3 hours a day, you're going to have opinions about stuff.
Yeah. And it's hard to, again, I think you and I come in here and we're authentic. We have our opinions when we come in and that's what we give out. I think they play a game a little bit of what's your opinion on this? Okay, well, my opinion is going to be this. And that way you're always pissing off half your audience. Half your audience is always on your side. I mean, I guess it's an old school way of doing things in a way, but it's also kind of become the norm when it's just made up takes. I don't appreciate it, but again, I can't knock these guys. They're making money.
And a lot of people like it because it gets some ratings and they get some great jobs and Skip's making $1 jillion doing it. And I just feel like if I do that every day, then when I am passionate about something, when I do have a strong opinion about something, that it becomes white noise. It's just lost because you do it about everything. Lamont says, Bayless is not a troll. He's a bad sports comedian. Epic trolling what Trump does to Hollywood and establishment. And Batman's Ugly Brother says, we need the Blitz relationship advice segment. Tomorrow at 6:15, we will have Beth here to do Pillow Talk. And she's going to give some advice on dating do's and don'ts.
Okay.
We're gonna ease into some more graphic discussions. We're not going to jump right in here, but she's going to give you some general do's and don'ts for dating. And she'll also take your calls for advice, and then we'll give you our advice.
All right.
I would trust our advice more.
My advice is always solid. Yeah. Yours is usually solid.
Yeah, mine is really good if it's, what do I do if I'm getting divorced?
Right. You are the expert on that.
I'm a champ at that. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And so, we haven't really had a, we really haven't had a lot of Rockets talk here, but I got to give them a lot of credit because I think they've done a fantastic job turning this into a very competitive team. And I know we were talking about Harden a little bit from the caller earlier. They've done a great job of building around him finally. And yeah. I think that's a difference.
It's also, I mean, in fundamentally it's, I think it works in the regular season. I don't know if it'll work in the postseason. A team that basically they shoot more threes than anything else. And I know I'm not an analytics guy, and I know that's what they like to do. They like to make sure that they're shooting mostly threes. You just go through nights where they're not falling and the Rockets don't seem to have like a secondary game. If that's not working, they just don't know what to do.
But I think the difference is that now by bringing Gordon off the bench, they've got a secondary guy.
Right.
So that if the threes aren't falling for Harden, they're usually falling for one of them. And the other thing that I'll give D'Antoni credit for, he's really upped Harden's assist game considerably, and the guys are knocking down shots. So, hey, not surprisingly, there's already preliminary top 25s for next year that are already out. Would you like to hear a couple?
Sure.
All right. Number one, I'll give you a guess, does not involve a team in the championship game this year. In fact, not a team in the playoffs. The preseason number one as of today, which is way too early, by the way, but it's fun to do.
Go USC.
USC is their number one choice. Number two, they have Alabama because, of course, they're always going to be there. Number three.
Michigan.
Florida State.
Oh, okay.
They have pretty much everybody back, and their quarterback should be better. But, man, their schedule, Alabama on a neutral field to open the state season. So, win that, we'll see. Number four, Oklahoma.
A lot of love for Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, Baker Mayfield's back. Now, they're losing both running backs, but I'm pretty sure they'll find somebody else.
Yeah.
Number five, Washington.
At least with Joe Mixon, they had a puncher's chance.
Yeah, exactly. Well, only when they were playing little, never mind. Number five is Washington.
That's a lot of respect for Washington.
Yes, it is.
I kind of expected them to be like fringe top 10 team start out the season, but I like that.
Yeah, this is
good. They get that quarterback back, and he's good.
I like him a lot. And that defensively, they lose some guys, but.
But that was a young team.
It was.
Their best players were up. For them to be in the playoffs was a year ahead of schedule. I mean, it's really a surprise that they made it as far as they did. So this year is the year they're really supposed to be clicking.
Number six, Ohio State. And here's why they do a why and why not. The why not says JT Barrett continues to regress as a quarterback. Now they're changing all his coaches, so we'll see.
Right.
Number seven, Clemson.
He has regressed. I hate to say it. Because
yeah, he has.
I loved that guy early on, and I always said when they won that championship, he was the best quarterback they had, and they just didn't play him. And, you know, over the course of that season, he was the best one. But obviously didn't have the pro prospects that the other two guys had. And,
right.
You know, he's not done well since then.
They have Clemson 7, mainly because the defense is going to be really good again.
Yeah, but they're
just
losing
don't know
a
what
lot
to do.
On that offense.
Yeah, you just don't know what to do at quarterback. Number eight
or
is
wide receiver.
Yeah, number eight is where they have Michigan.
Okay.
And just says too much talent was lost to the NFL, and he simply hasn't gotten the requisite time to completely restock everything at Ann Arbor to compete with Ohio State, which, okay.
9 and 10, can I guess?
Guess.
I don't know what order, but I would guess those spots are filled by LSU and Louisville.
You would guess wrong.
Damn it.
Oklahoma State is 9.
Oh, good luck.
Penn State is 10.
All right.
I'll blast through the rest of them. 11, Stanford. 12, Auburn. 13, your Texas Longhorns.
Oh, boy.
I think that's a bit. I think they'll start off ranked, but I think it's going to be a tough first season. I think next year is the year. The year after is the year they'll do well. LSU 14, Wisconsin 15, Louisville 16, Georgia 17, West Virginia 18, South Florida 19, Florida 20, Kansas State 21. Colorado 22, Washington State 23, San Diego State at 24, and Oregon at 25.
All right.
So, I mean, it's really meaningless when you go. But I think LSU is going to be better than that next year. I think LSU's top 10. And I tend to agree on Louisville as well, that those two should be in the top 10. Probably over Oklahoma State. And I'd have them over Penn State, too. But that's just me. All right. Well, guys, last night's game was a close shave. You want a closer one? How about Harry's? I tell you what, these razors are so fantastic that I used to go, and I'd, especially on weekends, I just wouldn't shave. And then I'd wait 4 or 5 days, and then I'd start looking homeless. And then I'd get my crappy razor and cut myself all up because it was like mowing the lawn. That's not what happens with Harry's. You got quality razors. And the best part is the price. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices. They get immense profits, and that's at your expense. So Jeff and Andy formed Harry's, and they bought their own factory and decided, hey, we're going to take less profit, sell directly to you over the internet, so they can offer their blades at half the price. That's just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay if you go to the store, and then you have to use that key to get in there and buy them. You don't have to mess with that, man. They deliver them right to you, and you get quality, and they're fantastic. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. That's right, for free. Just cover shipping when you sign up, and you're going to get it for free. Plus, as a special offer, just to the Blitzers, go to harrys.com right now and enter code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R, at checkout, and you're going to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code FAUR.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means. Well, welcoming back to the show after a brief absence for the holidays, multimedia superstar, Houston Chronicle columnist, podcaster, television genius. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, what's up, buddy? Good to have you back, man.
How's it going? Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how were your holidays?
Just lovely. Indeed. Tiring. I'm glad it's over. As soon as I get this tree out of my house, or these two trees.
Two trees?
Yeah. You just have one Christmas tree?
What are you, a rich?
What are y'all, heathen? What are y'all, animals?
Jeez. Are they both real?
Yes, of course. What self-respecting real person will have a fake tree in their house?
Right? I have a fake tree.
I do too.
Oh, well, you know, to each his own.
Yeah, I don't need to deal with all that hassle.
Yeah, you.
What's the hassle of a real tree is less hassle than a fake tree?
No, not really.
Yeah, man, you just put it in a box and stick it away for a year.
No, it's in my attic now.
You have to put it together and all that, right?
It's literally three pieces. You stack the. It's like a. You put down the big piece, then you push the middle piece into it, and then you put on the top, and it's done.
That's still weak, and it looks fake, right? Because
yeah.
It is fake.
Yeah, I'm sure it does
and
look
the
fake.
The real tree, you just put it in the holder, and it's up. What's the difference?
No, you have to go out and buy it.
Well, you got to buy it, yeah, of course.
And then you got to get rid of it at the end of the year.
Yeah, you take it outside and leave right in the front, you know, the front yard.
Then why is yours still in your house?
Because I just haven't gotten around to take. You do have to take all the stuff off the tree before you put it out in the front yard.
Yeah, you should do that. Yeah, I mean it's the second week in January.
New Year's Day is when is the longest you can leave that up.
We haven't got Valentine's Day yet, right?
No, we haven't.
I have time.
Okay,
I got time.
So, what did you think of that game last night, man?
The finish was awesome. That was pretty good. I mean, but it was bad. It wasn't entertaining football early on. I can tell you that I almost fell asleep on it. It was kind of weak, but I was impressed with the finish. And both teams came up with something toward the end that made it made it. That fantastic finish did make the game, that's for sure.
Let's talk about this weekend, because none of us have been able to find any reason why this is going to go any differently for Bill O'Brien and the Texans than the last few trips to New England have gone. Tell me why this might be different. Be the one person who gives me something to say, all right, yeah, that sounds possible.
Well, first, obviously, you didn't hear Bill Belichick today. He's like, he doesn't even know, you know, how they're going to be able to compete with a team as good as the Texans. So, you know, I take Bill Belichick's word for it. But no, I had to do a couple things where people were asking, well, how can the Texans win? You know, and, you know, other than making jokes out of it and being ridiculous, the defense's strength. I mean, the defense is pretty solid, as you well know. But the numbers aren't, they're not the number one defense in the world and all that. But what is legitimate about the Texas defense is the ability to put pressure on the passer. They don't have to have a lot of sacks to do that, but they pressure the guys pretty regularly, regardless of those numbers. And that secondary is pretty salty and pretty solid. And the linebackers, when it comes to coverage, you know, there's a weakness there. But if the only chance I see them having, besides, you know, the freaky, you know, five turnovers and fumbles and all that kind of thing, is they have to shut down the Patriots running game, which they can do, because they can. If they manage to do that and they keep the Patriots in third and long, Merciless and Clowney eats like crazy, and the secondary, your boy Demp's making plays, and Boyer and Jonathan Joseph Kareem, and they're able to play one of those games where they're locking in on everything, they can get after the Patriots. This is the kind of team that's been known to get after the Patriots over the years. But that's the only chance they have. You have to have one of those perfect defensive games that the Giants have put up against them, or the Ravens, those games where the Patriots only score 17 points and they have a shot. I don't imagine that happening, but it could.
Well, and we have seen in those games, that's when Brady does get frustrated. We saw it against the Broncos last year. If you can do that and keep getting after him, then he'll start being less accurate and he'll start making a few mistakes. But, boy, you look at it and you go, man, you're going to need to get a couple interceptions off the guy. He only threw two all year.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But that's one of the things, though, is that the Texans don't have, like, ball hawks back there. But, you know, if you have him a little bit off his game and you have him moving around, and that's where you get some. Belichick mentioned this. The Texans have gotten a lot of interceptions off of tipped balls. You get tipped balls when you have Merciless and Clowney chasing a quarterback. You get tipped balls when you have guys playing aggressive in the secondary. You also get burnt when they're playing against good teams and good slot receivers and, you know, guy like Brady who can get rid of the ball very quickly and avoid all of that pressure. But, I mean, like I said, I'm only talking in the sense of how it can be done, not whether it will be done. But this is the type of team that can do what Broncos did to him last year. I don't think this Texans defense is as good as that Broncos defense, obviously. Certainly not in that class. But there's some players across the board there that have some of those same skills. And if it's their day, it could be their day. All that said, I don't see how the Texans score more than 14 or even score 14 without, you know, one of those tipped balls going into somebody and taking to the house with a pick six.
The rest of these games are pretty outstanding as far as playoff games go. I'm interested in all three, but I think the Packers Cowboys is kind of the sexiest one. What do you think of that game? And is that the one you're looking forward to most besides the Texans?
Yeah, that one to me is going to be the most fun, because we as much as we think we know what the Cowboys are, because we've seen them all season and they've been very consistent. You don't know how they're going to react in that playoff atmosphere, and the stadium will be rocking. It'll be interesting. The Packers, you know, everybody shows up into that stadium with a large contingent of fans anyway. So, and Green Bay will certainly have their share. So it'll be an exciting atmosphere. How will the rookie handle the playoff pressure? And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is just he's not real. And he's so unreal that even when he was playing just really good ball and not great ball early in the season, people were criticizing and questioning him. Now he's playing that great ball, and we'll see if Dak Prescott can put some points up in this kind of situation, and they're going to have to score to win. That's why this could be the most fascinating game, because I think either way, the winner is going to have over 30, and the loser is going to be maybe in the low 30s, high 20s. It should be a back and forth, fun kind of a football game, and it's good to have the Cowboys back in the mix. That's just good for football. It should have been like that with the Raiders, but you know, we didn't get the real Raiders last week.
Is there any team, when you look at that Final Four in the NFC, is there a single team that you look at and say, oh, no, there's no way this team can go to the Super Bowl?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm just not sold on Atlanta, and, you know, that's just because I've watched them every year. But they are better than I'm giving them credit for, but I can see them beating the remaining teams. So there's no reason for any of those teams to go, you have no right to go to the Super Bowl at all. And in fact, oddly enough, Seattle might be the team that's of all those teams has been the best over the last few years, might be the team with the least amount of
the longest shot. You
know, the longest shot, and the team that, you know, is the least deserving. But that team will be deserving if it wins these next two games, no question. And so that's just a good foursome. Either one of those teams would be a really good representative in Houston in a few weeks.
All right. That's Jerome Solomon, multimedia superstar. What all you got going besides you? I know you got a podcast on there now. You're doing those
TV
spots.
Show, Texas Sports Nation on Sunday nights on Channel 2 is going really well. The ratings have been outstanding. You know how it goes. They say ratings don't matter until they're really good. Then they're like, oh, wow, this is great. So we'll see. But I am doing a podcast this week with my man Major Applewhite. So that should be fun. I'll get Major to go some places that no one else will. We'll see how that turns out. And I've got a thing set up with Jamal Charles, who he's out injured now. But Jamal has just a fascinating story. I know AJ is probably familiar with it as well, and his learning disability as a kid and all that. And he has a book that's coming out that a buddy of mine up in Minnesota wrote. Co-wrote with him anyway. And so that should be fun. That was the next couple of things coming.
Name drop.
All right. Ask Major.
Well, he asked me what I have coming up, you know.
No, that was Drong did the name drop. I was helping you pump your stuff there. Just ask Major what the hell he was thinking with that defensive coordinator hire. All right. That's
I'll use those exact words.
Yeah. In fact, you can tell him I asked that because I was just kind of curious why you hire a guy who's been, you know, unemployed for a year and who sucked at Miami and wasn't very good at Temple before that, but that's all right.
I have a certain general manager in town who's been dodging the podcast, but he promises as soon as the season is over, he'll come on and he'll get that exact question, because Daryl Morey got that same question, was how the hell do you still have a job? So I'll ask that one of Mr. Smith when Mr. Smith shows up.
So next week.
it could be as soon as Sunday.
All right, Jerome. Appreciate it, man, and talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, guys. Later.
All right. Got to tell you again about Whitmire's. And they've got so many great products. My favorite's the single barrel. The Space City Vodka is fantastic. They've got the Sassafras Gin. They're really branching out into all kinds of new things. And if you're a fan of the single barrel or the Space City Vodka, you can get those at your downtown Specs. You can get them at a lot of Specs. If you want to try some of the other stuff that they have, guarantee they have it at the distillery. And Sam Houston about to crank up. Man, it's a great place to go and hang out. Thursdays and Fridays, they're open from 3 until 9, and Saturdays from noon until 6. And you can go in there. This is a bar, man, and it's nice. You can try everything, and you can even buy a bottle and take it home with you from there, which is also very cool. And on top of that, they do these great tours on Saturday. Well worth it, man. You go in there, you get a chance to sample all the products. You get to see how it's made, and the guys out there are fantastic. Everybody who works there, you're going to love them, and I especially love the Blitzers. And the best part is private events. And we're going to set up a show out there. But if you got a party, you know, they've got a stage there. If you want to have your friend's band play there, any event you want to have. How about a bachelor party? Wouldn't that be a cool place for a bachelor party? Well, all you got to do is go to Whitmire's.com and ask about any of the tours or the private events. Or you can visit them at 16711 Hollister or at Whitmire's.com. Houston's first distillery, Houston's best distillery, and run by Blitzers, run by veterans. Great guys, great products. That's Whitmire's.com. Sun won't rise while she's shaking.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd. Can we please get this fixed? Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com. Get your tickets starting at $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. $125, all you can eat and drink with smooth bourbon and succulent barbecue. That's just a great
I actually
game.
Know I know where that I know where at least some of that barbecue's coming from.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite spots.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they're getting it from multiple spots.
Yeah.
But if I mean it's one of my top 5 Houston barbecue spots.
Oh, that's
sure.
Awesome. I'll be eating succulent barbecue.
Oh, it's succulent. If that's
Hustletown
right.
With Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every is at 7 o'clock tonight. Also, I want to remind you, if you want to call, we'll take some calls, 713-780-3776. You'll be on the HR&P listener line. And who doesn't want to be on the HR&P listener line? Because that's awesome that they're sponsoring that now. And, yeah, not only is our producer have a sponsorship, now our listeners are sponsored. I think that's cool. And also, if you want to win that $25 gift certificate to Bedrock City Comic Company and a T-shirt, tweet to Degenerates975, the superhero and supervillain of the week, and Jong will pick the winner. All right, you got any good ones yet?
I think my favorite one so far is a picture of Lane Kiffin with sunglasses, and he's kind of like, he has him down a little bit. I think that's my favorite so far, but a lot of them, Bo Scarborough came in as a banana man. Nick Saban for making your grandma horny. Let's see. Okay. Hunter Renfrow, obviously. Aaron Rodgers. Jadeveon Clowney. Bama grad. Oh, no, that was the Bama grad that's been avoiding sports all day. that's pretty much, I mean, those are some of the top ones we've gotten so far.
All right, so you still time to win. Just pick a superhero or supervillain and what their power was. Tweet it to @Degenerates975 and tag Bedrock City Comic Con. So there you go. Just tag Bedrock City. Do I have time for my gym of the day, or did I?
No, we can go. We'll do it.
Okay, time for these Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, you're not planning on having any more children. I certainly am not. Jong is probably going to have some at some point.
Are you, Jong? Have you guys discussed your desire for children?
So yeah, I kind of want just one of each. And at first, she wanted a couple years ago. She wanted, you know, she comes from a big family.
She wants a big family.
Yeah, she has a sister and three older brothers.
It's too much.
Yeah, so she wanted at least 4, but I think now she's coming around to the fact that I think because when you have more than 2 kids, you can't play man-to-man defense. You have to play zone.
Right.
So it gets a little tough.
Right.
So I think she's coming around to my thinking.
Well, I have the most popular baby names for 8 different countries. So if you guys do have one, and let's say you want to live in India, the number one boy's name, Muhammad. Arav is second, and Arjun is third. The number one name for girls, Adya. So you could name your daughter Adya Jong.
Jong's not Adya Indian, Lee. Though.
Oh, okay. What if he's going to move to Ireland?
Connor.
You know, I was surprised. Emily and James were the top 2. And then something called Aolf, which is pronounced Aoife.
Ooh.
Finn, that sounds pretty Irish, right? In Canada, the top 2. Liam for boys and Sophia for girls.
Okay.
Scotland, it's Olivia.
Not Jacques or Pierre.
Well, those French Canadians are a little different creatures.
Isn't there more of them than everybody else?
No, no, it's just that one province.
Oh.
It's a
but isn't that the province where everybody lives?
No, most of them live in Ontario.
Okay.
Which is
Toronto and stuff.
Right.
Oh, okay.
They also have Hudson and Zoe, so pretty Americanized. Olivia and Jack for Scotland. Iceland. They actually require you. You have to choose a name already approved by the Iceland Naming Committee.
Ooh, I like that.
Or submit a request for approval.
Wish that was the way it was here, because then people wouldn't have such stupid names.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any moon units and stuff like that. Okay, so the most popular one for boys was Aaron, A-R-O-N, followed by Alexander, and then Victor with a K, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
Girls, Amelia, followed by Sarah, then Isabella. That seems like an old name. England, of course. And I don't know why this is, but Olivia, top spot for the girls, and Oliver, top spot for the boys. So okay. It's kind of just the same name, right? Other standouts were Alice, Poppy for girls.
Like the flower?
Poppy, yeah. P-O-P-P-Y. And Freddy for boys. I'm not happy with that.
Freddy.
I'm not happy with that because I like that. I was kind of hoping that name would just sort of go away.
Yeah.
And
did you give any consideration to naming your son Fred?
No. What I did, though, I put it's one of his middle names.
How many middle names did he have?
He's got two middle names. He's named after my grandfather who passed away and my dad who passed away. Those are his middle names.
Okay.
So he's William Wesley Fred Fowler.
Okay.
He just goes by Will.
You couldn't just narrow it down to one of those two middle names?
No, because I wasn't planning on having any more kids, so I wanted them both honored somehow.
And so. I guess if you would have known your next kid was going to be a girl, then you would have had to go with Frederica, and that would have been awful.
Yeah, so no. But that's – so, yeah, he has two middle names, but he doesn't claim either one of them. So.
Okay.
I don't blame him. He just goes by Will. But and finally, South Africa.
He never goes by Willie?
No. He's just
– Or Bill?
Nope. He's a Will. He refuses to – he doesn't go by William at all. It's just Will. That's it. Most popular names for girls in South Africa – Precious, Princess, and Angel. For boys, it was Junior, Blessing, and Gift. South Africa, you got some bleeped up people there. You need to take a page from Iceland and have those names on a list.
I don't know. We got some American celebrities that named their kids like Apple and North. And
yeah, that's why we need that list.
Yeah. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. My man Aubrey Theodi from Dirt Free on the line. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon. I never have to worry about overloading Aubrey Theodi's everywhere.
No, there's not that many Aubrey Theodi's.
Almost sounds like somebody sneezed a Kazoon Tiger or something, I don't ever have that problem with blended into a crowd. And if you don't want your home, to blend into a dirty crowd, pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE, because this is the process you deserve, friends. We invented, created, produced, and tortured ourselves we did not stop until we come up with the best cleaning process on the Earth, planet, solar system. Often said, if little green guys on Mars are attempting to clean carpet, they cannot do it like us. Why? We got a giant machine, runs off the truck's engine. You see them in traffic. The truck is the machine. The machine is the truck. It's kind of like a concrete mixer, a dump truck. When you throw the door open on a dirt-free truck, that system is going to run off that 6.6 liter diesel. The pre-spot, we created that. It's called Temp-Free. I've washed my face with it. As a matter of fact, today, I was working on one of the engines on the air conditioning system, and I had to use the Temp-Free to wash off AC oil off my face. So that's how amazing the pre-spot is. Yet you can put it down and check out our videos on YouTube on dirtfreecarpet.com. You can see us nuking dirt. I mean, nuking it like a bomb on grease, grime, dirt, debris. It does it without leaving a residue in our super water. Try us out in your home, 281-DIRT-FREE. If you don't love us, carpet, tile, grout, the grout lines, don't you hate those when they get dirty? If you don't love what you see, we won't bill you. We'll wrap up, go to another job. 281-DIRT-FREE, dirtfreecarpet.com. We're doing this for 10 callers, guys. A free room and a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. So if you buy your air duct return, get it cleaned. We'll brush, vacuum, sanitize it. We'll do a room of carpet for free and a $100 free speed dry. So 281 dirt free. Any purchase, a free room, a free speed dry. Y'all seen it work. You know that I'm telling the truth 100%. But the way to test that is to dial 281 Dirt Free and try it yourself.
All right, great time to do it too. 281 Dirt Free. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
Where I earn a tiny wage in my cubicle, where I broke
it. ESPN 97.5.